Sweet Nancy, I do love thee, dear. Believe me if thou can. And shall I do protest and swear, while that thy name is Nan? I cannot court with eloquence as many courtiers do, but I do love entirely, wench, and must enjoy thee too. Spite of friends that contends to separate our love, if thou love me as I love thee, my mind shall ne'er remove.
Peace, goodman clown, you are too brief in proffering love to me, and if thou use such rustic speech, we two shall ne'er agree. Dost think my fortunes I forsake to marry with a clown, when I have choice enough to take of gallants in the town? The eagle's eye doth scorn the fly, she'll find a better prey. Therefore leave off thy dotish suit, away, fond fool, away.
Why, prithee, Nan, ne'er scorn my love, although I be but plain. Where will doth once but set his love, he must not love in vain. For all you speak so scholar-like, and talk of eagle's eyes, no, I am come a wooing wench, and not a catching flies. Then ne'er reply, nor yet deny, I will not be denied. I would not have the world report, I twice did woo a maid.
But twice and thrice and 20 times you'll woo before you win. To match with ignorance amongst maids is held a sottish sin. Therefore I'll match, if e'er I match, one equal to my spirit, and such a one, or else no one, shall my best love inherit. A man of wit best of fit, a maiden for to take, then such a man, if that I can, my husband I will make.
Why, Nan, I hope thou dost not take thy will to be a fool. Thou know'st my father, for thy sake, 3 years kept me at school. And if that thou hast spirit enough to yield to be my joy, I warrant I have spirit enough to get a chopping boy. Then ne'er deny, yield and try, or try before you trust. Let who will seek for to enjoy, for will both will and must.
Why, I have those that seek my love, that are too stout to yield, and rather than they'd lose my love, they'd win me in the field. Their skill in martial exercise so much doth thine surpass, that should they hear thee sue for love, they'd count thee but an ass. Then be mute, thy foolish suit is all but spent in vain. 'Tis an impossibility thou shouldst my love obtain.
Dost hear me, Nan, whate'er he be, doth challenge love of thee? I'll make him like to Cupid blind, he shall have no eyes to see. I think I have a little skill, my arms be strong and tough, and I will warrant they shall serve to baste him well enough. If he but starts to touch thy skirts, or in the least offends by all the hopes I have of love, I'll cut off his fingers' ends.
How should I grant to fancy thee, whom others do disdain, if thou should chance to marry me? How wouldst thou me maintain? Thou knowest not how to use a wife. Thou art too homely bred, and soon I doubt to jealousy thy fancy might be led. Many fears urge my cares that I should careful be. I fear I match a crabbed piece if I should marry thee.
Nan, I am plain and cannot cog, nor promise wondrous fair. When all my promises shall prove like castles built ithair, my true performance shall be all, my word shall be my deed, and honest Nan, if I have thee, you shall have all you need. Clay hands, be bold, say and hold, let us make quick dispatch. If thou love me as I love thee, we'll straight make up the match.
Then will he raise both hand and heart, I love thee till I die. The world may judge I match for love, and not all for the eye. I had rather match our lusty youth, whose strength is now at full, than match a small, weak, timbered man, whose strength hath had a pull. Maidens all, both great and small, that hope to marry at length, do not marry for brave.